Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. Team jerseys, popped collars, skinny jeans, trendy haircuts, band tees, boots and belt buckles, black hair and fingernails. All kinds of traits are dead giveaways as to what group someone belongs. This doesn't mean an athlete and a scenester or a prep and a redneck can't be friends. And obviously it doesn't mean that people are all the same or that you know everything about a person by what he or she is wearing or what music he or she likes. But if you're honest, some things tell you a lot and are easy to spot. Think about it this way. If you were at a new school and needed to find a seat for lunch, who would you see as potential friends, and at which lunch table would you probably not have much to talk about? People express themselves in ways that reveal what matters to them. Read John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, which says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Jesus told his disciples, his closest group of friends, that his time on earth was almost over. He would soon leave this world and they would enter a brand new period of their lives and of human history. So sitting around the table, Jesus told them that everyone should be able to recognize them as belonging to this group. What was the dead giveaway as his disciples? It was love. Now when Jesus said this, it was a new commandment. He meant that a fresh and deeper understanding of what was being provided. God's people have always been commanded to love God and love people. But Jesus told his group of followers to love each other like he loved them. So how do you love people just like Christ loves you? All of your relationships should be characterized by Christ-like love. Humble, sacrificial, God-honoring love. Notice he didn't say people would know you are his followers because you go to youth group or have a Christian fish on your car. He said they would know by the incredibly unique way you love each other. It's unlike anything this world has ever seen. If you truly care about the love God has shown you, it should be obvious in the way you treat others. You can't keep that a secret. Imagine you're surprised to find out that the school's star quarterback has a passion for knitting kitten mittens. Yeah, that's right. Little booties for cat paws. Wow. Nobody would ever figure that one out. Would people be surprised to find out that you are a Christ follower? Is your so-called passion for Christ such a little-known fact that someone would have to be pretty close friends with you before they discovered that part of your life? Following Christ isn't some ridiculous hobby to hide or reserve for your spare time and private life. His love should be easy to spot, is it? Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another one, you'll get it.